This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. We're live, by the way. It is a Memorial Day edition of Free Talk Live. A lot of shows are either in rerun form today or they got some sort of fill-in host. In this case, we are here, as we always are, on a Monday night. The we tonight, a little bit different. It's me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Conan is here, courtesy of his show, Black Sheep Rising, which is available in both audio and video form. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on tonight.
Conan, is your name Conan?
Oh, yeah.
Mama named you Conan.
Daddy called me Conan. I don't think Mama or Granddad wanted to have anything to do with it.
Is it on the birth certificate or just like you were called that since you were little?
Nope, it's on the certificate.
Okay. I always wondered.
He's got long hair, too, like a Conan should.
No muscles, though. It's hard for me to gain weight.
Lots of in the news. I mean, today's Memorial Day, so, of course, a lot of people are out at picnics and parades and, you know, various different...
Barbecues.
Memorial Day-related activities, excuses to party, etc. And I went out to a Memorial Day parade today, and Conan, you were in the military. Mm-hmm. Which branch?
Army. 4 years.
4 years in the Army. And so... Now, do they make you do another 4 years in the Ready Reserve as well?
There is an inactive service, and it depends on your enlistment and whatever deal you signed off on. So I had 4 years active, 4 years inactive.
So I went down to Central Square in Keene.
What's the shortest bid that you've ever heard of somebody doing in the military?
Well, the guys that get out, the guys who decide they can't handle it, they can't hack it, and they get out after basic training or something.
I'm in a contract. Mm-hmm. Is there a 1 year? Because I've heard of 2 years.
I think there's a 2 year.
Yeah, I've heard of 2 years.
But that's usually not. James was actually talking about the fact that there might have been an additional 8 years strapped onto my enlistment that I wasn't even aware of. That was, you know, somewhere in the fine print that I didn't see. But I'm not sure about that. I think I'm out. I think they haven't called me back. Now I know when I first got out. That's when the war started.
Yeah, so there was a chance they could have called
back. And two of my buddies did get called back. Mm-hmm. And one of them was a family man. He had a kid and the new wife and whatnot. And
terrible.
I had my fingers crossed the whole time. I was done with the stuff. It was, you know, I knew what it was about. I knew it wasn't a good career. Well, actually, it is a good career. It's just, you know, unless they have a war.
Right. Well, yes, indeed.
Yeah, you might not be coming back.
So this morning was the Memorial Day parade that the folks have here in the city of Keene, as it is called, southwestern corner of New Hampshire, where we all moved to as part of the Free State Project, which we'll talk more about here in a little bit. And I went out and I did what I've done now. This is my third year doing this, and went out with a peace flag. First year I actually had a sign, the second year a peace flag, and I brought the peace flag out again this year. It's more fun to wave the peace flag. And the signs were previously relating to peace. So the idea was to jump in the parade. And, you know, usually at the very end of the parade is when I will hop in, just kind of bring up the rear. And
did they have the kids from the karate studio?
Yes. Yes, they always have the karate kids.
I, you know, just to show what this parade's all about, it isn't certainly by any means exclusively military, right?
No, certainly not. In fact, it's mostly not military. There are, you know, some marching bands from the local schools. The city council and mayor walk down the street and wave at people.
Because so, they're really serving. What's the point of that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they go and they speak usually at the...
Anybody ever shot at them?
They have. No, I don't think so. Well, maybe some of them were in the military, but I wouldn't know which ones. Certainly not all of them are, and there were several of them who were
politicians
there
find a parade and get out in front of it.
Yes. So that's where I was this morning, walking down the street with my peace flag, and I got, you know, some positive responses from some people. I heard a couple of negative comments as well, as it tends to go with these sorts of things.
I always wonder, like, I've been around for this. As a matter of fact, I saw you, I think it was your first year or second year that you did this. I don't generally come in town for the Memorial Day parade. It's not my, you know, why would I do that? But what problem could somebody have with someone walking down the street in a pretty unorganized parade with a peace flag?
Because it seems like he's rubbing it in. He's rubbing his hippie peacenik philosophy down, you know, their throats, and it's the wrong time and place, and it's all about dead military men.
Yes, that's a good summary, but I actually have a specific answer to your question. Exact quotes, as were posted by people sort of embracing that viewpoint that Conan is describing. So I'll share some of those quotes with you here in a moment. Let's go to the phones first, where we have Dave in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
I first just wanted to say I'd like to recognize all the people that have been murdered unjustly by the police on this Memorial Day. But I just wanted to say real quick, too, I had the pleasure of being able to do an interview with Darryl W. Perry on Friday, and that's on Blog Talk Radio at /Nonpartisan Liberty for All.
Yeah, I heard some of the interview. You were asking some good questions.
Okay. Yeah, Darryl has a great story, and, you know, he was great on the radio, so I suggest that everyone, you know, listen to that, and you can find out more about Darryl. But one of the main reason why I called is I called Monday. Oh, sorry, Blog Talk Radio
is a big site.
Nonpartisan Liberty for All.
Okay, very good. So what were you calling about?
So the main reason I called was I called months ago.
Oh, no! Skype is failing us!
An incident. Oh, jeez.
I think we've got you now. Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Okay. And I'm trying to
Why don't you call us on the regular phone line, Dave? About that. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe we'll have better luck with Chernobyl on the line. Chernobyl, you're on Free Talk Live. Or, no, we won't have better luck with Chernobyl. All right, then. Let's go back to the story about the Memorial Day parade. What were people saying? Well, I posted on Facebook today a public comment saying that I walked at the end of the Memorial Day War Parade today, waving a peace flag, received good comments from several onlookers, and a couple of nasty comments. So in the 38 or so comments that I have, the first one that is challenging is from Richard Aldrich. He says, "Do you need to be reminded that Memorial Day is for remembering those our country sent to fight our battles and paid the ultimate sacrifice?"
Mm-hmm.
Flying a peace flag during such a remembrance is not only inappropriate, it is disrespectful of those who died, so you could be an effing moron. You just don't get it, do you? There's a time and place for protest, and you seem incapable of figuring out when that is. This is a local to the Keene area.
Okay. Doesn't sound very like a big fan of your activism generally.
He was actually one of the occupiers, and we got along fine then, and I guess then he learned enough about me to where he decided that I was a bad person or something like that.
All right. So
they're fighting your battles for you, Mark.
Well, Memorial Day has, I think it's a long, I mean, is it from the American Civil War, the Decoration Day? Yep, Decoration Day. So, what that means to me is not remembering dead heroes as much as remembering live ones. Who's wearing their decorations, right?
Mm-hmm.
It also goes back to the Civil War. I'm pretty sure the Civil War wasn't fought for, I suppose it was fought for the freedom of blacks, and that's, you know, that's laudable, but in a lot of ways it was fought for the preservation of the Union. That in and of itself, not so laudable. The wars after that, World War I got us into World War II. You know, World War I, the United States presidents in World War I likely was the cause of Hitler's rise. It's the Treaty of Versailles. Most people say the arduous, provisions of the Treaty of Versailles, you know, made the ground fertile for Hitler to rise. What would have happened with Japan? I'm not sure. Likely the United States, if it hadn't have been spread out over two fronts, would have taken care of Japan more quickly. Maybe I'm wrong. So, you know, what's after that? Vietnam probably didn't make us freer. I don't know. I mean, I get confused on this. I'm not sure what people are concerned with.
We'll come back with more, talk about it in greater detail. Conan's here, formerly in the Army. We'll get the veterans' perspective on this. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Summer is almost here, which means it's time to get out and play. And at the Guitar Center Memorial Day Sale, you'll find some of our lowest prices of the year on the best gear throughout the store. And with deals like Toka Djembe drums for only $19, or Squire Stratocaster electric guitars for only $89, or a digital reference mic for just $10, the only question is, where will you play? Guitar Center's Memorial Day Sale, now through Monday, in-store and online.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. You are welcome to share your thoughts on Memorial Day as we are in the studio live. We brought in ourselves a real live veteran as well. His name is Conan. And we'll continue. We'll talk more about Conan here in a little bit. Also, take your calls. You don't have to call about Memorial Day or your thoughts on war, the military, the state, etc., you can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You want to hook up with some Bitcoins? They've been going up in price over the last week. Maybe now would be a good time to get some in case they keep going up. You never know what's going to happen tomorrow. But one thing you can know about Bitcoins are that they seem to be increasing in popularity. Now, will that result in a higher price over time? Oops, sorry, Conan, try that again.
Yeah, more and more websites are slapping that We Accept Bitcoin sticker on their websites.
They sure are, and actually more real-life locations as well. There's a burger place here in town that's talking about accepting Bitcoin now, which is very exciting. So anyway, if you want to hook yourself up with some Bitcoins, you need to have a wallet first. You can get that for free over at blockchain.info. I use the blockchain.info wallet. It's a great little wallet. Makes it easy if you've got an Android-based device to get into your Bitcoins. And if you don't have an Android-based device, you can still use their web wallet, and that works great, too, on any device. So blockchain.info to get your web wallet. And then when you're ready to load up with Bitcoins or a fraction of a Bitcoin, because you can buy as a small amount if you want. That's not a problem. You can, in fact, buy less than $40 worth through cashintocoins.com. And when you do that, you pay no fee on the transfer. Now, if you do more than $40 worth, there is a small fee involved, but a very, very reasonable fee. Maybe the best fee you'll find in the business.
I would. It's going to be close.
Go to cashintocoins.com. It's the best fee I've seen. Cashintocoins.com is where you can go. All you need to do is send them either a money order, check, or wire transfer. It is easy, safe, fast, legal, and inexpensive. And customer service is their top priority at cashintocoins.com. As we continue here, I think we actually have Chernobyl with us at this point in Ithaca. Actually, his name is Zach. Go ahead, Zach.
Hey, what's up? It's Chernobyl-Kursk, which are two of the most auspicious events in Russian history I can think of. And I just, as a side note, I'll mention there is now a brothel in the UK that accepts Bitcoin. So
awesome.
Catch a flight. I know you guys are talking about, what's it called, Memorial Day and all that. But, you know, the Elliot Rodger nutcase that killed all those people because he was a lonely, horny psychopath. I'll refer back to the last time I called in, there was a big killing, you know, and I suggested that there would be a hug a loser day. I phrased it a little bit differently. But there's obvious, I mean, you can't stop all the crazy horny losers out there from being crazy horny losers, but there is an argument to be made that there should be, I don't know if it's prostitution is the solution. I don't know if it's like, you know, blind dates or robot sex or something, but there's certainly certainly something lacking in the young adult male life for a lot of guys.
You're talking about a guy who shot people to death this weekend. It was a Friday, Santa Barbara,
stabbed
California.
Half of them. He stabbed a bunch of them.
Right. He stabbed his roommates, his male roommates to death, and then he went out on a shooting spree and shot at some females on the Santa Barbara College campus, as I understand it, or very nearby it.
What made me call to think about this, there's an article on Vice right now. You guys are familiar with that. It's about how he was who's apparently a member of a pickup artist forum, and was like, they're all celebrating, like, yeah, where they're involuntary celibate. They're called incels. And now they're all celebrating, like, hey, you know, we're somebody now. One of our guys went out there and killed people, so.
Wow. I know that you guys, Mark, were talking about this in some detail last night. I heard a portion of the Sunday show, and there was some discussion about these pickup artist communities.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly, apparently, he was frustrated with, that he felt ripped off by the pickup artists, that things weren't working. And, you know, many pickup artists have used, you know, the teachers, the gurus of them, have used this as an opportunity to sort of,
if he'd only bought my system, then he'd still be alive today, because he'd have gotten laid.
Yeah, you know, game could have saved lives here was the one of the claims.
Well, he was in the community, right? So does that mean he...
But he was in a new community, which is people that are angry at this community.
Oh, I see. So he had tried the pickup artist stuff. It didn't go well for him.
I did A, B, and C, and D didn't happen.
Yeah.
How come I did A, B, and C, and D didn't happen? Well, because this is an interpersonal human relationship that we're talking about, not putting together a Lego set. And, you know, it doesn't come with instructions that work exactly that way. So, anyway, the guy's frustrated. I would really...
He was.
Yeah,
he's dead.
Right, okay, he's dead. I would really love to have a chance to sit down with him live. Like, it's getting a little weird here. Him to be alive and me to sit down with him, because... So many times when people say...
As a former pickup artist, you mean?
Me? Am I a pickup artist? I wouldn't use that terminology, but I was reasonably successful at
with
being
women.
Single.
Yeah.
I would like to know, because so many people say, I can't find somebody, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And what they mean, in fact, is they can't find somebody that meets their standards in whatever
Which
way.
Which may be unrealistic.
It may very well be unrealistic. This guy's like, I've got a really nice car, I should have the hottest blonde girl. That's basically what
I have. $300 sunglasses. So go ahead there, Zach. What other thoughts did you want to share on this?
I have a homeless, traveling, sign-flying junkie friend who doesn't bathe, and he has to beat the women off with a stick. It's ridiculous. So there's a car is not going to get you laid. A personality might. I would suggest to anyone who's really, really wanting to date outside of their league, go to church and be nice. And it's like breeding in captivity, because 60% of people who go to church are female. So if you go to an evangelical Christian college, it's going to be more like 70-80%. And all these girls are just hot to trot. You know, they're all pent up. They're looking for a husband. You could be their first ex-husband, I promise you.
What about college campuses as well?
A Christian college campus.
There you
like
go.
Double ground.
So you're suggesting to go after the Christian girls because they're easier marks, because they're all really horny, and you know, on
no,
one
I
hand,
wouldn't
they...
make that kind of a generalization. Some of the biggest freaks I've ever met
but this
came
kind
of out
generalized.
Of church. Okay, one of my best friends...
Were they preacher's kids? Hold on. Were they preacher's kids that you've met that were freaks, or were they just average church girls?
I mean, everything was kept under the sheets, so to speak, but post college like youth ministry thing, a lot of like one of my best friends, she was a Mormon missionary, blah blah blah. Now she is a butch bisexual with the hottest girlfriend I've ever seen. It's like something out of the NBA. And she used to go around knocking on doors trying to tell you about Mormonism. So
wow.
I mean, there's really no telling. You might be going to church and meet a nice girl, and she'll be like, get me out, you know, be normal together. So there's hope to any horny young men out there, I'm telling you.
This guy's funny.
This is a good call.
If I drove out to New Hampshire sometime, could I be on the show? I love talking to you guys.
Maybe not. I don't know. Just most of the time, if a Free Talk Live amplifier is in town, they could come in and observe the show, for instance. But as far as getting on the air, you'd have to be a dedicated New Hampshire activist in order to really have a shot at getting a slot.
Not everyone wants to live in New Hampshire, guys. That's
not everyone gets to be on Free Talk Live.
You're bigots. You're discriminatory. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Hey, thanks, Zach. Great call. Appreciate hearing from you. And interesting strategy as far as meeting women. Conan, you've kind of been nodding your head. Do you feel like that he's onto something there?
Well, I was actually nodding to Mark's proposal to talk to this dead guy and figure out what the hell his problem is. I mean, what's going through his head? Why would he go to these lengths? Because...
Well, you don't have to talk to him. He did write a 140-page manifesto.
Oh, good,
so
manifesto.
You can...
I'm not
just
reading 100 and... No,
you can
it.
Dig through that, and I'm sure there's all kinds of interesting gems. We did read some of it.
I'm gonna
on
take a red
Saturday.
Pen and just go through it.
They're probably going to create college courses about this guy.
I'm going to do the grammar errors.
All right, we'll come back with more here. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 855-453.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their love life don't ask if.
They ask when.
So men, spark up your love life, get pleasure and intimacy back, and please your special lady with Epic Nights. Epic Nights is a safe, revolutionary, herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient herbal ingredients and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Men, Epic Nights is a proven 100% natural product that works first time, every time, even after consuming alcohol. And you won't hear any of those cliche disclaimers Alzheimer's man because Epic Nights will not give you unwanted side effects. But Epic Nights will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Epic Nights is guaranteed as one of the most effective male enhancers on the web or will refund your purchase 100%. Buy Epic Nights at buyepicnights.com. Spelled BUYEPICNIGHTS.com or call 1-877-330-1120. 877-330-1120. Epic Nights. One pill.
One Epic Night.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll free 855-450-FREE. It's the live Memorial Day edition. We will take your calls about anything, although I would like to hear from you how you feel about Memorial Day and, you know, some of the activities that are inevitably connected to it, like, oh, the murder of innocent people around the world at the hands of the United States federal government. So we can talk about that. Also, I was in the Memorial Day parade this morning. I added myself on to the end of it with my peace flag, and we'll read some of the responses that people have posted on Facebook, because inevitably some people are going to be very upset about something like that happening. We'll share that with you. Plus, Conan is here, former Army. He will give his thoughts, and yours are welcome as well at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mentioned earlier the blockchain.info app for your Android device or your web wallet on any device. Great product. Blockchain's come out with something new. Except now you can get this new product from blockchain.com. You go to blockchain.com, and that's where you get the blockchain merchant app, which you would want to put on like a point-of-sale device, some sort of an Android-based device at your point-of-sale, at the cash
tablet
register.
Tablet or a smartphone.
Yeah, you put it on the device, and then that makes it easy for you to accept Bitcoin from your customers in reality, in physical reality. There are plenty of tools online to accept Bitcoin. It's accepting them in reality from a human being that is a bit of a more challenging process. And blockchain.com has come up with a solution, and there are no terms of service or ID requirements to get started with it. There's zero fees as well from blockchain.com. So really, you've got nothing to lose. Give it a shot. Blockchain.com. Go grab their new app and get it on your favorite Android-based device. We go to Jeffrey Tucker calling, I presume, from Alabama, but I'm not real sure. Where are you tonight, Jeffrey?
I am in Alabama, which is a great thing. I'm glad to be home and getting some work done instead of just fighting TSA all the time, which just seems like my life a lot of the time.
So. Yeah, travel can be frustrating. I know. I sure do appreciate being able to come back to New Hampshire.
Yeah, no, it can be frustrating. Sometimes it's amazing. Other times it's just hell. So, you know, the old, if you look at the etymology of the word travel, you can trace it to a kind of Latin, old French derivative, meaning don't do it or you're going to die. That was the origin of the term. And the Middle Ages it was this way. You didn't dare leave your homestead, you know, with your stuff. Cause, you know, like, 100 yards down the road, the guy is just immediately taking it and leaving you for dead. I mean, that's the way life was. So, so really this is a first world problem in some ways. You know, I'm glad for the fact that I can get anywhere and do anything, but yeah, I can.
Well, there still are highwaymen who may just waylay you and take your stuff. There's still that possibility.
And they're employed by, U.S. taxpayers.
Exactly. So, Jeffrey, it's Memorial Day. Did you have some thoughts you wanted to share?
I do, and I would like to give a tribute to my favorite sector in the military, if I may.
Please.
Military intelligence.
Yeah, no, it's not the intelligence agency. So, here's the thing. You simply can't believe this, really. But what I'm about to say is absolutely true. It's just incontrovertible fact, and it has been true for about the last 30 years. There is a Air Force jazz band called the Airmen of Note that is the finest, by far, jazz orchestra in the world. Just look it up. You know, you can go to Google Play, you can go to your iTunes, you can go to YouTube. Airmen of Note. And these people are so precise and so virtuosic. Every single member of this band is the best of the best of the best, and the music they play is bouncy and full of life and full of energy and exudes a sense of liberty and freedom. And I'm always just delighted by these people because, I mean, there's something just glorious about this idea that you sign up for the military, but your job is to play, you know, drums. And a great jazz orchestra.
We had a guy that actually called in one time that was in, it might have been, I don't know, some military band, and he fought with the French horn for 4 years.
Exactly. That's what you want to do. I mean, if you're going to go into the military, that's what you want to do. But in particular, what's intriguing to me about the Airmen of Note is that the repertoire in which they specialize, which is a sort of, I would call it late big band, is revolutionary music. This is music banned by the Nazis. Hmm. Every note, you know, defies the regime. The music, you know, it just bespeaks a sense of freedom and the original idea of America, of, you know, sort of reckless abandon to do what you want. I mean, every note they play is this way. And I just kind of consider the Airmen of Note a sort of subversive outpost, you know, within what is otherwise basically a massive institution dedicated to killing and being killed. And it delights me to hear them because it's so full of life and energy and exuding a sense of freedom, you know. And my proposal for the reform of the military is essentially to turn the whole of the military establishment into just lots of
one big old band,
one big jazz band. Basically,
why do you think the Airmen of Note are better than other bands that you might have listened to?
I'm not entirely sure I understand it. I think that there's a lot of people who've been trained. I've been thinking about this. A lot of people have been trained in instruments, you know, in our sort of public school program, who feel a drive towards the arts, and they otherwise are denied opportunities for whatever reason. They find themselves in the military, and then they have talent. But what I can tell you is that every single member of the Airmen of Note, and it's been true for 20 or 30 years, is amazing. And if you just listen to them, they're like better than regular commercial bands.
They get big paychecks. Commercial bands have to work their butts off for that money.
Yeah, that's it. But But it's like the only decent thing the military actually produces, though. So I do think it's in recognition of actual productivity and actual contribution to the world. This band has been leading the way for so many years in terms of sort of excellence in the jazz arts.
Oh, that's good to know about. And, that's something I certainly had never heard of before. Do you feel a little guilty, though, enjoying something like that, given that it's funded tax dollars?
Because I always feel like every member of that band is secretly sort of laughing, you know, in their sleeve. Like, we're playing this great music, defying the authorities. We had to go through this rotten boot camp, you know, we're in this regimented system. We're basically slaves. And here we are playing tributes to freedom and inspiring people around the world to break free of your chains. And that, which is basically what the message of this music is. This is great music. They play it so well. And I have to believe that, you know, in the same sense that people who've been enslaved, you know, sometimes create the greatest art. It's the same way with the Airmen of Note. I mean, they are so good and so brilliant. Yeah.
So another related question for you, Jeffrey. We were, just before you came on, reading an excerpt from a Facebook post after I had gone into the Memorial Day parade with my peace flag today. Some people are pretty upset about that, and one guy says that the flying a peace flag during such a remembrance is inappropriate and disrespectful, and that I'm an effing moron. So what do you think about that, the idea of coming up at the very end of a parade like that dedicated to war with a peace flag?
You mean to come out with for ethics and morality?
Yes.
And a public occasion? That seems to be like the only civilized thing to do.
I'm such a monster, obviously. Yeah.
You know, the strange thing about government is that it violates our core, as an institution, it violates our core moral sense, you know, of in favor of humaneness and peace and getting along with others and figuring out how to make our lives more productive and lovely. That's the driving force of life itself. Government is the opposite of all those things. And the war-making power of government, it represents the ultimate sort of teeth of the state in some way. I mean, government's always making war, foreign war or domestic war, always.
Certainly true. It feeds off of that conflict and uses it as an excuse to grow ever so larger and more expensive and more oppressive. As always, Jeffrey, it's great having you on Free Talk Live, and I know you've been busy recently with the recent launch of Liberty.me. I imagine that's keeping you busy.
It's mighty. It's wonderful. I'm thrilled with the way things are going.
Cool.
Thanks so much for having me tonight.
Thanks for coming on the show tonight, Jeffrey. It's the live Memorial Day edition of Free Talk Live. We continue with more of your thoughts here. Welcome. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the no-no, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible no-no hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And we've got all kinds of features waiting for you there. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, there are a couple of ways you can do that. A few of them, actually. You can go and shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon US, and Amazon Canada. You just click into the right Amazon for you, you get your shopping taken care of, and Free Talk Live will get a cut from Amazon's profits. You get the same great deals you're used to, the same huge selection, free Super Saver shipping, everything that's typical about Amazon. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. In fact, there was somebody online today who had expressed an interest in getting one of the flags that I was waving as I got in the Memorial Day parade. And that flag I purchased on Amazon, and I bought 20 of them.
Okay, so I got the same one.
It's a good thing they keep stealing them.
Yeah, well, that was the idea. That way I'd have a whole bunch in backup in case I needed them, which I knew I would eventually. And I actually managed to sell several of them when I was at the Liberty Forum. These are a very nice flag, and you know, under $5 with free shipping on Amazon. So maybe I'll put a link up to that on our Facebook profile here in a little bit. First, though, we go to your phone calls and thoughts. We'll continue on the Memorial Day subject here as well. What sort of a response did I get this morning when I entered the very end of the Memorial Day parade with a peace flag? We can continue talking about that. Steve is on the line, calling from the state of misery. You're on Free Talk Live. Steve.
Yes, Mark.
Wait.
Ian,
Mark's here, too, and Conan.
Yeah. Basically, I totally agree that, like, war and aggression are bad things, and, like, people shouldn't do that. But I did have a question for you guys. Do you think there's ever been a justified war?
I think this is recent history. I think this is a tough question to answer. Of the wars in U.S. history, I kind of like the Revolutionary War. I don't like war, but I mean, you know, if you're asking me to pick my favorite form of, violent destruction of human life, I suppose that the Revolutionary War is, you know, is that recent enough for you, or do you want a more recent one?
For freedom. Well, I was thinking, I thought about it earlier today, and I was like, well, World War II, was that justified?
I think World War II is a compounded conundrum. For one, it's more than one war. For the United States, there's the European theater and the Pacific theater. So you got to kind of look at those and, you know, what went on in both cases there. Also, World War II really was a conflict between Hitler and Stalin. In many cases, that's where the people died, that clash. But I would have to say, to some extent, I think that World War II, the European theater of World War II, was caused by the United States' intervention in World War I. Follow me on this, if you will. The United States really had no good reason to get into World War I. There was this kind of dubious claim that Germany was trying to court Mexico into attacking the United States. And if it is true, so what? It doesn't mean that the United States needs to get involved in the European theater of World War I. If it hadn't gotten involved, likely there would have been a bit more of a stalemate. Germany probably would have still lost, but there would have been a bit more of a stalemate, and they wouldn't have been able to have the arduous provisions of the Treaty of Versailles, which then made the ground fertile for a, you know, angry, charismatic leader like Hitler to rise up. So would there have been another conflict? Perhaps, but there probably wouldn't have been Hitler.
Okay. That actually makes a lot of sense. Because my next question was going to be, a lot of people say on Memorial Day, they say, hey, if these people hadn't sacrificed themselves, then we wouldn't have freedom.
We'd all be speaking German.
Yep, I've heard that one a bunch of times. You believe that, Conan?
No.
Why?
Considering the amount of German ancestry in the United States, I think that even during the founding days, that there was a big move to decide. Are we going to go with English or are we going to go with German? And I think it was decided by one vote. Benjamin Franklin I think, the guy who was the deciding vote.
Well, Benjamin Franklin was no fan of Germans, I can assure you. He was talking bad about, what would have become the Amish at some point. He just didn't. They're never going to assimilate. That might have been in Pennsylvania. I doubt that was for the rest of the colony. Mm. That would be my guess.
Steve, any other thoughts you want to share?
I just wonder. I just don't think that is true, though, that if we hadn't sacrificed. Yeah, I think we'd still have freedom.
Well, the suggestion is that somehow Hitler would have been able to effect a takeover of the United States in order to impose his view and language on people, and it's a ridiculous claim. I mean, he was already strung pretty thin throughout all of Europe. How the hell would he have possibly have taken over the U.S. landmass, even if he tried?
Yeah, it probably would have been pretty difficult. Although Tojo, too, you know, you got the other side.
Yeah, well, wasn't Tojo famous, or one of his generals or something famous, for talking about how there was, like, behind every blade of grass a gun in America?
That's likely not a true quote. But
oh, really? You're the one who cited it previously.
I have cited it previously, and then I've rescinded it a few times now.
I see. It's a good quote.
Uh-huh. But it's likely the truth. You're not going to invade the U.S. Landmass. Japan wasn't. But a conflict between the United States and Japan was inevitable in the Pacific theater. My biggest concern with World War II in the Pacific theater is really the dropping of the atomic weapon on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, that I don't think that there was any necessity for an invasion of the Japanese homeland. They were already beaten. They knew they were beaten. They were suing for peace through Russia, and that's how these things used to be done, is you'd always go through this more neutral third party to sue for peace. They were already asking that. The only thing they asked for, the condition of their surrender, was that the emperor remain the emperor. The United States said unconditional surrender, drop the bombs, then accepted the unconditional surrender, then let the emperor stay the emperor. And I just, you know, I mean, people can sort of what if, what would have happened if the atomic weapons hadn't have been dropped, but it looks for all the world like they were just dropped to see, hey, what the hell do these things do?
Mm.
And we found out.
Sick. Steve, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Dave is back with us in Vegas, hopefully on a better connection this time. He had some Skype troubles earlier in the hour. Go ahead with your thoughts, Dave.
Hey, guys, sorry about that. Skype is a great thing, but not when it's not working.
Yeah, when it works, it's great. Go ahead.
I don't know what I got through earlier. I just, again, wanted to mention that the interview with Daryl is out there at blogtalkradio.com/nonpartisanlibertyforall, so you can listen to that. Months ago, I had talked about a case where I was arrested for obstruction of an officer in detail, not to get into too much detail, but I was on private property of a friend of a friend. I was sitting in my car. The cops claimed, you know, they came over, basically gun at my head, and claimed that they asked me to get in the car. I said, no, F you, and then said they asked me again, and I said, no, F you, pig, which wasn't what happened, but it's still not obstruction. They never got any report on, they said they were called for a home invasion, never got any report, never questioned anybody, nothing, and they admitted that in trial. So I had, in Nevada, you don't get a jury trial if the maximum penalty is 6 months in jail, $1,000 fine. Supreme Court has ruled on that. How they say it's a petty crime, and how that doesn't, like, you know, ruin people's lives and they want to make that determination, that's a whole other issue. That's ridiculous.
Sure.
So I had the trial. Judge admitted I had huge bruises all over me. I had actually posted them in the LRN or the FTO AMP Facebook page. I don't know if you ever got to see them, but, I mean, they're huge. They're not like little, you know, that's like a couple scrapes or something. I mean, these are huge bruises. So one that went from, like, my wrist to my elbow, all black. And one on my back that can clearly show that, you know, there was like a knee in my back or something like that. So the judge saw those. He said, well, I recognize these are from the police, but you're guilty. The city attorney, as ridiculous, the city attorney wanted to put me in jail for 60 days. She pled with the judge. They ended up saying, well, 90-day suspended sentence, which they say, oh, we're going to hold this over your head, impulse control classes. I got a gun at my head, but, you know, impulse control there. And $1,000 fine, which impulse control is like 300 and something, so it comes up to 13 something. Appealed that.
And this was all because you were sitting in your car somewhere the cops didn't like?
I was on private property at a friend of a friend's house, and it was actually 2 years ago now, Memorial Day weekend, 2012. And I didn't drive. I had somebody else drive because I was drinking, so I was in the passenger seat. Mm-hmm. And they said they got a call, and they went to the house. And I guess the only thing they said in trial was that, I guess the friend of a friend, the house who the person who lived there, he lived with his mother, and he was okay with it. But his mother, all she did was come out and point at the car when they got there. They never questioned her and never filed a report, nothing. So that, yeah, that's really all that happened. So I appealed it because, the whole thing is ridiculous, and I obviously didn't take the plea deal. I'm like, no, I'm taking
So you were charged and convicted on what was the crime? The alleged
obstruction
crime?
Of an officer.
Now, stand by. You appealed the case, and we can continue and find out what has happened since then in moments. More with Dave here in Vegas. 855-453 is the toll-free number. You can bring up whatever you want. It is the live Memorial Day edition. I'd love to have your thoughts, whether you're a veteran or not. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems.
taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.